In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I enjoy getting into running every once in a while, but I have only ever run one race in my time, and that was when I was at seminary. The seminary in St. Louis, very near, is Forest Park, which is a beautiful, huge park. It's got the art museum and the zoo and remnants from the 1904 World's Fair. And I generally run about 4 miles or so a few times a week, and I felt pretty good about myself as a runner, so I saw the notice and I signed up for the Faster Pastor 5K race at Concordia Seminary, St. Louis in the spring of 2001. Now, during the race, I'm doing okay, running my regular pace, but then this classmate of mine, Matt Thompson, who I thought was kind of out of shape, he passes me like I'm standing still. And I tried to speed up and tried to catch him, but I couldn't. And I felt terrible. I enjoyed running when it was just me running and keeping track of the time, but it really messed it up for me when I started to compare myself with someone else. In our gospel reading today, we see an example of how people get messed up by comparing themselves with others. The men working all day in the vineyard were content with their daily wage of a denarius until they found out that the men who only worked an hour also got a denarius. This parable is one that I believe gives people a lot of heartburn because we completely understand the worker's frustration. It's not fair. These guys worked 12 hours in the heat of the day. Those other guys worked 1 hour in the cooler evening and they got paid the same. It's not fair. When you're working, it's easy to be content with your pay until you find out that the gal next to you doing the same things making 50 cents an hour more than you. You were content. Now you're upset. You were happy. Now you're jealous. This is the way of the world. You're in competition with those around you. You're told you get what you deserve. You get what you earn. That's the way of the world. But it is not God's way. God's way is different. God's way is different. That is the profound message of Jesus' parables about the kingdom of heaven, the reign of heaven. God reigns. He rules in ways very different from what you would expect. God does things that you do not understand. God acts in ways that don't make sense. God acts in ways that don't make sense, and that is really disturbing in this parable. And yet this is where we find the beautiful gospel truth. Here, in the midst of this troubling story, you get to see God's mercy and grace so clearly because God does things differently than the way you would do them. God's mercy and grace are completely separate from your works. God does not measure your accomplishments. God does things differently. For my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. We're offended by the parable of the workers in the vineyard because we completely understand the position of the workers who worked all day. It's not fair. But as Mom used to tell me, life is not fair. And an even greater truth is that God is not fair. God is not fair. And that is amazing, incomprehensible good news. God is not fair. God is not going to give you your just deserts. God is not going to give you what you earn. For the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. At the beginning of the service, you confess that you are by nature sinful and unclean. You have sinned against God in thought, word, and deed by what you have done and by what you have left undone. You have not loved God with your whole heart. You have not loved your neighbors as yourself. And then you said that you justly deserve God's present and eternal punishment. You deserve God's punishment. You deserve God's punishment now, and you deserve to go to hell for eternity. You said that is what you deserve. The great good news of the Bible is you are not going to get what you deserve, because God is not fair. God is not fair. God punished his son Jesus, the Christ, God in flesh, instead of you. Jesus took the punishment for your sins. Jesus is the perfect sacrificial lamb of God who is sacrificed in your place. Jesus takes your sin to the cross and suffers and dies for them. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. God is not fair. Praise God for that. Jesus got what you deserve. You get what Jesus deserves. In Christ, you are the righteousness of God. You are a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. You are a child of God, destined to inherit eternal life in the heavenly city of New Jerusalem. You are on the narrow way that leads to life. Now, the devil wants to derail you. The devil wants to get you off the narrow way and onto the wide, easy way that leads to eternal death. The devil wants you to take your eyes off of Jesus and instead compare yourselves to others. The devil wants you to forget about the prize, forget about the crown of righteousness, forget about eternity with Jesus, forget about all that, and instead worry about the other people. The devil wants you to keep score in church about who does more, who does less. The devil wants you to feel prideful superiority over that other guy. Or if not that, the devil wants you to feel fearful, crushing inferiority compared to someone else. The devil does all this to get you off the narrow way to life because he wants to destroy you. The devil will try to convince you that you are not good enough. You have not done enough. You deserve death and hell. It's only fair. So tell that liar that God is not fair and you will not get what you deserve. This is the incredible mercy of God. You do not get what you deserve. The genuine grace of God is that you get what you don't deserve. You get forgiveness of sins and eternal life. So don't worry about the other runners in the race. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't compare yourself to others. It's not about what you or the others are doing. God's mercy and grace is all you need. Forgetting about what lies behind, strain forward to what lies ahead. Press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Set your mind on the things of God rather than the things of man. Never forget, salvation unto us has come by God's free grace and favor. Thank the Lord, God is not fair. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We continue with the hymn.